This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The ticker symbol of the week so far is NFLX. Netflix up 19% yesterday, another 3% today, on a hard beat on earnings Monday after the close. The win was at least in part because of the company's investment in original content, things like Stranger Things and Narcos and Orange is the New Black. That's a lesson that other non-traditional media companies, Amazon among them, have learned well at the expense, perhaps, of what we used to call just straight-up TV. Marketplace's Sally Herships has that one.
Welcome to Hawkins. It's a tiny town in Indiana, the setting for Netflix hit show Stranger Things.
I don't know, the worst thing that's ever happened here in the 4 years I've been working here was when an owl attacked Eleanor Gillespie's head because it thought that her hair was a nest.
A small boy has gone missing, there's a strange creature in the woods, and people in the town are disappearing, one by one. It's practically impossible not to binge watch. Great for viewers, but if you make TV...
Well, the jungle just got a lot meaner.
Mark Robichaux is editorial director of Multichannel News. He says Netflix is expected to spend $6 billion this year on content, and Amazon more than $1.5 billion, which ups the ante for traditional TV and cable networks.
Not just by raising the price, but by sucking up the best talent.
Robichaux says if you can't find writers, it's harder to create mega hits.
They're not just falling off the tree.
But more shows means it's also harder to get viewers. Sam Craig is director of NYU's Entertainment, Media, and Technology program. He says online content producers have a big leg up.
Netflix's advantage and Amazon's advantage is that they've got lots of consumer data that give them insights into what people want to see.
To fight back, companies like Comcast and Virgin are selling smaller packages and adding Netflix, like a channel. But making hits can be expensive. And, Mark Robichaux says, a gamble. The more original content they produce, the more likely it is that companies like Amazon and Netflix will have to raise their prices. An idea much less popular than Stranger Things. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.